Probably during questions, I wanted to tell you something else, which I don't remember at the moment. So it was almost an hour, about 55 minutes. And thank you for your attention. Yes. Now, excuse me, would you patient just very few minutes, maybe 3-4 minutes? Actually, confession started not in the Old Testament. It started in paradise. When Adam and Eve sinned, better to say Eve and Adam, because Eve sinned first, then they realized they are naked and they hid in bushes. And God very mildly started calling them, "Where are you?" Of course, God knew where they are. But fathers explained that by that question, God wanted to tell them where you went far away spiritually. And Adam said, "I hid myself because I'm naked." How do you know you are naked? Didn't you take from the fruit that I forbade you to take? And his answer, listen, God wanted him to confess. He wanted him to answer, "Yes, I did, forgive me," and he would stay in paradise. But instead he said, "Wife, which you gave me, she gave it to me, and I ate." The meaning of this word is this. I am not guilty. Who is guilty? Guilty are you, because you gave me such a mangy wife. And also wife is guilty. The same answer was from Eve, and this is why they lost paradise.
Vladika. Yeah. If sins are wiped out after repentance during confession, what then are you judged on during judgment day with God?
Anything wrong that we have committed after confession. And by the way, it is written at least twice in a psalm and in the Bible that no man could live one day without sins. The saints had sins. Mostly it were sins just mental in their thoughts, but they did have sins. Father John of Kronstadt, in his book, My Life in Christ, says, "Sometime I make 100 sins in one day. But God is so merciful that he forgives as long as I repent."
During the closing prayers after confession, are you then forgiven for those sins you did not confess?
No. This is a very good and important question. There is a prayer before confession where it says, "O my child, Christ stands here invisibly and receives your confession. So do not be ashamed nor afraid, and hide nothing from me. There is his holy icon in front of me. I am only a witness, bearing testimony of what you tell me. And if you hide anything from me, you'll have the double sin. So take care, lest having come to spiritual hospital, you depart unhealed." Then it's considered double sin. It's what we discussed at the beginning. If we don't confess our pride, then we don't have so much help from God. We have to confess everything.
I don't understand why communion would be denied as a penance. It seems that communion would help us in reforming our lives.
Well, I think I tried to explain that by experience. I said 15 cases when people got penance, they were reborn. It was so beneficial for them. Otherwise, it wouldn't be so.
When you are married, should you confess to sexual sins with your wife?
If they are sins, yes, certainly. And they do confess that. It's well known to all priests.
I once went to confession. The priest listened for a while. Then he said he would not forgive me, but that I should come back a week later and confess again. Was this wrong? During that week, I was afraid that I might die without absolution.
I would quote to him the canonical rule. If you don't forgive me, you should be defrocked. You must forgive me. He was certainly wrong, very wrong.
Although Vladika said that a priest will love you more for confessing, but likewise everyone in the parish will know, if you are not receiving Holy Communion, that you really did something wrong. Therefore, everyone will be judging you, particularly in a parish where all receive communion frequently.
Not quite so. First of all, I never experienced that there was any remark about those who are forbidden Holy Communion. Secondly, for women it is very easy, because sometimes they cannot take Holy Communion. So there is a good excuse, and I never experienced any trouble in this regard. And that is for well over 50 years.
What can we do when no priest will agree to hear our confession? What can we do when priests become angry with us for asking for confession? How can we feel comfortable confessing our sins to a priest who is friendly before, but seems to reject us and be ashamed of us after confession?
It's a little bitter question. There is bitterness in it. And I sympathize 100% with this person who is asking that. I would, in his place, immediately make a report or a complaint to the bishop.
What happens if you are not successful at fulfilling your penance?
Oh, you tell that. And a priest has the right to even decrease or even suspend penance. There are such cases, yes. I may tell one, it's interesting. There was a person and living in California, and her father was deported to Siberia by Soviets, although he was not at all Soviet citizen. And he spent that for 10 years. And she gave an oath, a promise to God, that she should take Fridays only bread and water. And miracle happened. He returned to California, and I saw him and spoke to him. But she came to me and said, but I cannot do it. It's too hard for me, just bread and water. So fortunately, there is rule of St. Basil the Great that the priest has right to find something else, some another pious promise, which I did.
What would you suggest one do if, after confessing, we still feel guilty and not forgiven? How do we teach ourselves to forgive ourselves?
I don't know why this question is given at all, because it's known from experience. When although it is difficult to go to confession, but the difficulty is not at the moment you start confession, but previously, when you decide to go to confession, then you like receiving wins, and you are very happy. And this happy feeling remains with you until you sin again. So experience shows us that it cannot be. It cannot be. Just cannot be that a person feels that sins are not forgiven, or else he does not believe.
Excuse me? It can be from pride.
Yes.
What are the Church's rules about a priest keeping the confidence about sins confessed, that is, not talking about them?
Yes, I just accidentally dropped it. The rule is very strict. Priest is reminded for the first time, and second time he is defrocked. So under that threat, he cannot say anything about confession that he heard, and that again makes it so much easier for us. Even in case of revealing a major crime, he has no right to say anything.
There is a canon then. There is a canon.
Oh, yes. Yes, there is a canon.
So he cannot tell his wife?
No. Oh, no.
During the time of penance, one cannot take communion, but can one confess?
Excuse me.
Gentiles want to let him. Oh yes, he can confess as often as he wants. Now, sometimes they ask another question, which is essential. Can one who confessed to a priest, can he tell others about confession? Yes, everything. He can say what priest told him, and if he likes, he may say what he told the priest.
Is abortion a forgivable sin? Is abortion a...
Abortion is murder. We know that 3 weeks after conception, a baby moves, as Father mentioned before, Father Pantaleon, moves his arms and legs and is totally with full senses. So it is a human murder, 100%. And so dependence should be as usual murder, not only to a wife, but as Metropolitan Anthony puts in his book Confession, also same penance to husbands who agree to that.
Of course
it will be forgiven, certainly. It will be forgiven, yes, immediately, but penance should be there. And I can tell you some very sad experience in this regard. There are persons who confess that years and years ago, maybe 20, 30, 50 years, they did it, abortion. You know, there is kind of a seal on their face. Always. They seem spiritually crippled because this is on their conscience.
We know if we are properly prepared for confession.
The answer is given by St. John Chrysostom, and I told yesterday about it. If we have a sincere desire not to repeat our sins, then we are ready.
I don't think everybody heard that. Would you say that again, please?
St. John Chrysostom says, when we are ready for confession and communion, always if we have a sincere determination not to repeat our sins. However, Bishop Theophane Reclus gives an advice. He says, it's a good idea that before confession, day or 2 or 3 days, you write the list of your sins. And then you don't forget anything, you just read them. And this is a good practice.
What if your confessor does not give you a penance? Can you ask for one?
Oh yes, I told you, because one asked me for a few more years. Yes, that's good humility.
Can a catechumen go to confession?
Yes, and we have that practice, but he does not receive absolution. It's just a talk, he confesses, and he gets so much easier in his conscience, but no absolution. When he is going to baptize, he must confess before baptism, with no absolution again. Yes.
If you are an... Oh, you... Wait till you get the mic. We want it on... Rise up.
When we hear about a sin, and the person committed it many years before, are we allowed to take that time that has passed? Say an abortion took place 20 years before, 30 years before, or whatever. Are we allowed to take that time in the penance? Suppose the person had been committing, has been taking communion, or had not been confessing that in that time.
This is exactly what Metropolitan Anthony says in his practical advice to priests. He says, if a sin has been committed long time ago, years ago, and a person was sorry about it, then you may give him communion right away.
What about if you are given penance as a child and your parents start asking why?
This is an artificial question. I never heard of such a case. Never. And it is very, very seldom that children get a penance. Well, they may get a penance to pray every day or to make one, two, three prostrations, but this is nothing wrong. They will never be asked. One thing more about it. I had never an occasion that parents ever noticed. And the reason is that youth and even teenagers, they take confession so seriously that they don't hide anything. They tell everything. And so there is no need for penance. They tell, and there are sins. Maybe at this time it's different, but those who visit church, their sins do not require penance. What? Yes, you are right. Not today, yes. Today they deserve penance.
If you don't feel comfortable with your spiritual father, can you see another priest for confession?
In the Russian church, yes, very much, and this is a great help. There was a decision by the Russian church, it only works with our church, that if anyone has reasons to confess with the other priest, he is allowed. So not any other service like funeral, marriage or baptism, but confession, yes. And this is most wise rule, because we don't know why a face of a father doesn't make me inclined to confess to him. And another face, I don't know him, but such a face, yes, I will confess. So why should we experience spiritual violence and not to allow him to go where it is easier for him? And therefore, it is allowed, provided he takes a short note from that priest that he has confessed.
Can the priest refuse to hear a person's confession?
This is the same question. The answer was, he must complain to the bishop. This is absolutely wrong. The priest cannot refuse.
Should a priest give... we've answered that one already. Can a priest hear the confession of his family members?
He can, if there is no one else. But usually... it's a very delicate thing. Usually they avoid to. Usually yes. Avoid. But there is a chance for that. When we fled from Soviets, we were living with my father in a monastery in Sevastopol. Winter, it was bitterly cold in our room, and both of us were ill with typhoid. And I was actually dying. And so I wanted Holy Communion. There was no one else. I confessed to my father, and he received confession. And I confessed very sincerely. Yes, it is a yes. But they don't insist. If there is other priest, they go to another priest.
Now, when Radhika, you have made an absolute situation about the person who keeps coming to the priest for confession to seek absolution, and you have said the rule says the priest must. Yes?
Must forgive, yes.
Must forgive, that's fine. But there are certain psychopathic individuals, certain persons with emotional disturbances in our parishes who call repeatedly for these things, and sometimes with design. You know, if their person is to call every 15 minutes for confession, we are to proceed with this kind of thing and allow it?
But I would say at this moment that although it is allowed to go to some other priest, but if a person, being ashamed of his sins, goes from priest to priest, this is not allowed.
Vladika, would you please clarify why sometimes we feel great and sometimes not after confession, yet you are not knowingly concealing sins?
That could be. If we conceal our pride, then we may not feel very well after confession.
Is it allowed for a... well, I think you answered this one in your talk. Is it allowed for a priest to give absolution without hearing confession? And I think you said yes in the case of when general confession is permitted.
And also, there are frequent cases when we go to hospital and person is dying, is unable to talk, but he understands everything, and he wants Holy Communion, last rites. Therefore, I say all possible sins, and that's all. And he receives absolute.
Vladika, in regards to what Father George was just saying about a person who consistently will not listen to the priest, and you have said that if a priest says, refuses absolution to a person or refuses to hear his confession, that the person has the right to complain to the bishop. But what about, on the other hand, if the priest himself feels that this is a person that he simply cannot handle, that he feels that he is inadequate or not, he doesn't know how to deal with this particular person, and feels it would better if the person were to find another spiritual father, and perhaps either by feeling inadequate or not spiritually well trained enough, or for whatever reason, and would say to the person, I really think you should find someone else to hear your confession. Is that possible to do?
I think it is, but I would suggest another method, which may be wiser. Saint Barsanofi and Prophet John wrote a wonderful book, Questions and Answers. One of the questions is, what am I to do if I have to decide something and I don't know how to act? The answer, do what Jesus did before crucifixion. He prayed in Gethsemane deeply 3 times. Do the same. If you have time, you may pray 3 days. If you don't have time, God will accept your deep prayer in a moment. And after third prayer, observe your heart, where it inclines, and believe that this is God's answer to your prayer. I may say that from experience it is known that this is the greatest method. If they don't listen to their heart after prayer, it's always wrong. If there is no time, maybe tomorrow I can relate you a story, very interesting story about it.
Please, no? Please, no.
Okay. In San Francisco, there is a Russian lady. She is well over 50. She is a nurse. And she broke her hip. She was operated in the same hospital that she worked. And it was all right. And her leg became probably an inch and a half shorter. And she felt very uncomfortable. And she called me by telephone asking, what am I to do? Should I or should I not operate for the second time? As if she felt something. So I told her this answer by person of him and John. Then I don't go often to San Francisco. I didn't know anything. Only I heard she was operated. The next time I visited San Francisco, I went to her hospital and found her in a terrible situation. Her both legs were spread, probably 5 feet, if not 6. Awful, and elevated. And in this position, she had to spend weeks. Then she was allowed to use a wheelchair, then crutches, and then she could walk, finally, and resumed part-time work. But her surgeon said, now you must know that you are a cripple for life. And indeed, she says that in church, that's her only comfort, she always goes to church, it is not only that I cannot make a prostration, I cannot bow halfway. When I walk out in the street, then suddenly my joint, yes, the surgeon put a metal joint. He said, this is a beautiful new method. And her leg became the same length, that's true. But he said that artificial joint goes out of place. And I'm stuck. I don't know how and when it goes back, and I stand sometimes 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, until it somehow gets back. So I'm a cripple. Then I said, tell me, did you pray as I told you or not? Of course I did. And what? What was the outcome? She said, after 3 days of my prayer, the whole of my being was shouting, do not operate.
I don't know what to make of these priests who want me to violate my obedience. If I have offended someone, am I obliged to be reconciled with him before I receive the gifts, Or is it sufficient that I just confess this offense without asking forgiveness of the one offended?
A very good question, and a very difficult one. I may say, in the best case, we must ask forgiveness. However, we are so proud that sometimes we cannot possibly force ourselves to do so. In that case, it may be a good suggestion that a person should pretend that nothing wrong happened between them. Start greeting him, good morning, how are you? And most importantly, not to have anything in his heart, and that is achieved by praying for such a person.
Is it allowed for a priest to re... Yeah. I'm going to rephrase this question just to clarify it. Must a priest be in his own diocese to hear confessions?
Of course. Certainly.
So if a priest is not in his own diocese, he could refuse to hear a confession.
Would you repeat it?
Yeah, if the priest is not in his own diocese, may he refuse to hear a confession?
He may confess only with knowledge and permission of the rector, or if there is bishop, of the bishop.
How about confession by telephone?
Yes, not only telephone, by correspondence. It's a practice which we use. Sometimes our spiritual father is at the East Coast, and we are West Coast, and therefore they write a letter. And this was accepted, by the way, on Mount Athos. And the priest reads absolution. And very interesting phenomena. Whenever there is such a confession by mail, at the moment the person drops the letter in the mailbox, he feels exactly real confession. He is released. Like... when they demand something, you know, government offices, your answer is accepted at the date that the letter was stamped. So it's with that confession by mail. Yes, very much so.
If more than you said, Mother Superior, like Father Superior in the monastery, in ancient times were every evening receiving actually confession. It's called confession of what? So they can do that. And this is not complete confession, but is a confession. Yeah. Now, one objection about telephone, confession by telephone. There is no objection except that we know that some unknown people are listening to our talk, so somebody could listen. And they do that, we know for sure. So if people don't mind it, it's okay.
Suppose in the judgment of the priest, the parishioner is unrepentant.
Sincerely, all his sins, and he said, but I am going to continue. And I said, then you have no absolution, and you cannot get forgiven. Then John Chrysostom says that God loves to forgive. And he said, in order to understand that, imagine a sea. And imagine one small drop of a sand. That sand is your sins, and sea is mercy of God.
Please rise for final prayer.